Explore personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills. Dyke-Ewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewood Mills. That draws us to.
Nothing I cannot do, oh, for the Lord. There is nowhere that's too far. No battle I can't fight. Ready at 20. Let's give ourselves to this glory. Mission unreservedly. Let us never think that our time, our strength, our families are our own. Let us dedicate them all to God and to His Word. Let us give ourselves wholly that our profiting may appear. Ready at 20, yeah. I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. Ready at 20, I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God. Yeah.
So must we. A soul is a soul and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. A soul is a soul and it's precious to God. A soul is a soul and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. A soul is a soul and it's precious to God.
I get to heaven, I'll take a seat on a lonely bench by the feet of heaven. I'll sit and think about my life, the life I lived, the things I did, the places I went. I hope I never say I regret the way I lived. I hope I never say, please let me go back. I don't wanna say, can I go back to do some more? I don't wanna say I wanna go back. I don't wanna say I wanna go back. I don't wanna say I wanna go back. When I get to heaven, I'll roam the streets and the highways. I'll walk the lanes. I'll see the heroes of the faith. Compare myself to those who shine like the stars and receive crowns. I hope I never say I regret the way I lived. I hope I never say, please let me go back. I don't wanna say, can I go back to do some more? I don't wanna say, I wanna go. Say, I wanna go back. When you get to heaven, you see your friends and the folk from church. The first will be last, and then the last will be the first. And I hope you'll be among the last who become the first. I hope you never say you regret the way you lived. I hope you never say you wanna go back. You don't wanna say, I hope I never say.
You want some more? Okay. I was going to give you a few more, but you wait later on. We'll think about that. Well, we are blessed to have our daddy in the house. A man that God has called and anointed for our time. And I'm blessed to be on this earth at this time and to meet him in ministry at this time. And by the grace of God, through the anointing on him, this church has moved to different countries, 86 countries with thousands of branches. And God is always leading him, to do things, and everything he does, I believe, is moving the church, the ministry, and everything forward. But today we are very privileged to be part of, I believe, the greatest job that our daddy is doing and this church is involved in, which is evangelism to the uttermost parts of the world, going everywhere. Many of you watch Healing Jesus campaigns going into different countries and thousands of people gathering and millions of people that are being saved all the time. And I'm happy our daddy decided that he will come and make us part of this ministry, part of the winning of souls. That's why we have Healing Jesus fundraising service tonight, and you are part of it, and I'm also part of it. You see, you'll be surprised when you get to heaven and they show you some souls and give you credit for them. You say, I don't know these people anywhere. But on 30th July, when you sat here and gave to the winning of souls, they were credited to you. That is why your name will also be mentioned somewhere. So thank you very much, Bishop, for including us. Ladies and gentlemen, let's rise up and give our daddy the welcome to our pulpit. Somebody give the Lord a
your hands. Father, thanks for your blessings today. We are glad to be in your house. Lead us in these few moments we have together. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you. It is a blessing to be here again tonight. Now, I believe that as Ida was singing, you are getting the message. I don't want to say I want to go back and do some more. I don't want to say I want to go back. When you one day die, you don't want to say, please, I want to go back. Do one or two things and come. And you will not say that in Jesus' name. So tonight, we also sang a song, A Soul is a Soul. He may be a carpenter, maybe a plumber, maybe a lawyer, maybe a granite seller. A soul is a soul and is precious to God. Hallelujah. Now, I already feel a blessing. So I have three things. One is I'm just going to share something from the scripture with you. And then number two, we are going to just take an offering to support the Healing Jesus campaign, which is going on in Zambia. Now, Zambia. All the convoys and teams are in Zambia right now, just about to strike at 12 cities in Zambia. Hallelujah. So, we need the support of everybody who is part of this United Denominations and part of the family of churches. So, I want all of you to be involved, and I know you all want to be involved. That's why I came here. So, I want to just share something, and then we would receive a little support for the campaign. And then number three, I pray for you. Amen. Psalm 4. It's going to be very short because I think the message has already come through the songs. The message has already come through the song. But I'm going to share with you two psalms. Psalm 4. Verse 1. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Amen. Amen. How many want God to hear you when you call upon him? And when you are in distress, if you are new to this world, you will not believe that there can be times of distress. But if you stay around for some time, you know that there are so many issues all the time. Verse 2. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing? Leasing is an old English word which means deceitful things and false things. All right? So, the question that God is asking here is that, and if you read this scripture from the NASB, it also is interesting. It says, how long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception? Now, you see, as a church, we shouldn't love what is worthless. Huh? How long will you love what is worthless? What is worthless? It is worthless as a church to give our efforts to things which God has not said it are valuable to him. Because when we get to heaven, what he has described as valuable is what will be valuable. And he has told us a soul is the most valuable thing on this earth. One day somebody gave me, well, I think I saw it and I bought it. And it was a diamond. And the diamond was not a real diamond. It was just, I think, glass. But it was the largest diamond in the world. A replica of the largest diamond in the world. And it's supposed to be worth millions. But the one I have is just glass, so you can steal it if you like. Hallelujah. Now, everything is worthless apart from what God says. Many Christian programs are worthless. It's true. a lot of Christian preaching is worthless. You might as well be in the bank. You might as well be in a university hall, lecture room, and be preaching those lectures there. They are valuable there, but they are not valuable in the church. Prosperity in the church is not from secular wisdom. It's from God's wisdom. You know, I am educated. I've been to the university for 7 years. 7 years. University of Ghana. University of Ghana, just here. Not a university that you don't know. It's this one here. I have in my library the biographies and writings of Lee Kuan Yew. Lee Kuan Yew, the founder of Singapore. I have like this. Clinton, Bush, and who? People give me, they think I'll read it. They think I'll read it. Honestly, if it will help me and it will help the work of God, I would read it. But it's amazing. All the wisdom that I need, I find it when I read the story of Jesus, when I read Matthew, when I read Mark, when I read Luke. It may sound oversimplistic to you, but the Bible is saying, how long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception? How long? Let us aim for what God has asked us to do. And the church must aim at what is valuable. Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. As I'm speaking to you now, we are building churches in Rwanda, in Congo Brazzaville, Congo Cameroon, even at the port in... No, don't clap. I didn't come for clapping. I didn't come for clapping. Clapping and offering. When I'm preaching, bring offering. Don't worry yourself. Don't worry yourself. Listen to what I'm saying. I say, as we are speaking, we have projects in Cameroon. 12 containers of steel for our building project. Churches that we are building. This same church is building there. You can't see, but it's happening now. Listen. That is what we are here for. How long? Back, Psalm 4. How long will you love what is worthless? Building churches and winning souls has not demoted us. It has made us one of the largest, if not the largest. It hasn't reduced us. It hasn't demoted us. And we are talking about what is valuable to God, not to what people think. I'm glad I've been to school. If I hadn't been to school, I would be intimidated. But I thank God I've been at least. Something small. 7 years. University. Not 3 years. Not 2 years. Not upper schools. Not upper exams. And upper universities. How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception? How long? Let us have two aims. The work of God consists of two main things: winning souls and building churches. Jesus said, I will build my church. I was discussing with Bishop Steve here about land that we are trying to get at in Sawam and Suhum. My mind is on building churches. That is all that I'm interested in. And winning souls. You may be having other teachings. I don't know what teachings you have. But these are the teachings I have. It may look simple to you, but it is what has advanced us. That is why today we have cathedrals in Mozambique. with pastors that we send from this very place there, and they are preaching and they are doing well. Yes. You are talking about prosperity. Where is the prosperity? How long? How many are enjoying Psalm 4 verse 2? How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception? Deceptive teachings that give mental pleasures. Eh? Mental pleasures. But not teaching that feeds the spirit from the words of Christ. How long will you love deception and aim at mental pleasures? Verse 3. But I know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself, and the Lord will hear when I call unto him. Amen. Amen. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Let us not just offer sacrifices, but offer the sacrifices of righteousness. One day I went to a certain country, and it was dinner time. Time to eat. And the people who were hosting us, I will not mention the name of the country, but the country is in West Africa. And when it was dinner time, they brought food. So many things that they had prepared. Yes. They had sweated and prepared. Now, when they brought the food and I looked at the food, I realized that I cannot eat this food for certain reasons which I will not go into. But I was lucky that Bishop Oko was with me. Yes. He sorted everything out. But you see, that day I learned something. That you may offer a sacrifice, but the person to whom you are making that sacrifice does not either like that particular thing you are doing and cannot even receive it. Yes. You see, there was a chicken. The leg was like this. So when I saw, I said, ah, is it a dinosaur chicken or what? So, it is important, are you listening? That you don't just try to do something that the God who we claim to be serving is not even interested in all these efforts you are making of things that are not valuable to him. Verse 2, Psalm 4 verse 2. How long will you aim at NASB? Love what is worthless to God and aim at deception. Let's tell ourselves the truth. What does God want? He wants us to win so, and through that is what brings more prosperity. Because when you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not your righteousness, that is when all other things are added. It's not about mental teachings, but it's about doing his will. His righteousness, not your righteousness, not your sacrifice, your opinion, what you think. Because if you ask me what is the work of God, I will think of other things. But I want to go by what he says. I heard of a man of God who arrived in heaven when he got to heaven, all his works were there, including his books. When he saw his books, he wanted to rush and grind his books into powder. Because he was ashamed of his books in heaven. When he saw, he said, wow, these are secular books I've written. I should have written more spiritual books based on the word of God. How long will you aim at what is worthless to God? Those people, they never knew that from the day that I arrived till I left that country, I never ate even one of their food. Because the sacrifice they were making to me, I couldn't. Yes, and sweat everything, I couldn't. It's, thank God for Bishop Oko. His presence is what saved the day. I hope that all your sacrifice will not be in vain. That you will not just work for nothing and God will say, I don't need all this. That is why we are going to Zambia. And we are not going to even to the capital city. We are going to the back. Oh yes. Why should we aim at what is worthless? Why should we aim at deception? Where nobody goes, a soul is a soul and is precious to God. Hallelujah. How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception? Finally, Psalm 47, and then we are closing. Psalm 40 and verse number 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. Wow. I delight to do thy will. How many delight to do the will of God? That's what we should be happy about. I delight to do thy will, oh my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Let us keep these laws of God in our heart. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Verse 9. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. How many want to preach the right thing in the great congregation? I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. Huh? Should we hold back the preaching of righteousness and the preaching of the word of God? No. And verse 10. Beautiful. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. You see, a church can get to a point where it is hiding the righteousness in the heart. And not sharing it and declaring it to the whole world. So you should be very grateful that we as a church are going out on evangelistic missions to share the righteousness of God with the great congregation and not hiding it inside. Oh, we are blessed in Ghana. I've not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. You see, I preach about pure salvation. Pure salvation. It's not leadership, mental, motivational ideas. Pure salvation. I'll declare thy righteousness and thy salvation. Pure salvation. That's why I wrote a book, How to Preach Salvation. Pure. 110 sermons is there. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. John Wesley said, the world is my parish. The world is my congregation. That's what John Wesley said. The world is my parish. That means the whole world is the great congregation to me. The great congregation is not these people here. The world is my congregation. I've not concealed and hidden it. So as Healing Jesus going out is the greatest blessing that we have. To go out to the rest of the world and preach the gospel to many nations. I have not concealed thy righteousness and hidden your truth from the great congregation. Hallelujah. Is it a powerful blessing? Is it a beautiful scripture? Fantastic. And God is going to bless us mightily. Verse 11. This is now the blessing. You see, after not concealing the righteousness, God is saying, this is a prayer. Now, Lord, don't withhold your tender mercies from me. Yes. As I also have not withheld your truth. I've not withheld your righteousness. I've not withheld your salvation. You too, don't withhold your tender mercies from me. And let your loving kindness and truth preserve me. So as we don't conceal God's righteousness and truth, God is going to bless us, and he's also not going to conceal his tender mercies. He's going to say, here is my tender mercies. Here are my love. Here is my graciousness. Here is my goodness I bestow on you. What a blessing. How many are going to rise up and build churches and win souls, and God is going to bless? This is the master key. Yes. This is the master key. The master key of prosperity, of the blessing and the favor of God on your life. Truly. I've not withheld the righteousness. I've not withheld the salvation from the people, from the great congregation in the whole world. This is the blessing that is coming upon you and will always be upon us. Stand to your feet, everybody. Is it fantastic? Is it an amazing blessing? Lift your hands. Pray that Psalm 47. Is it Psalm 4 verse 2? How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception? I've not withheld your righteousness. Lord, don't withhold your tender mercies from me. Lift your hands. Father, thank you. Don't withhold your tender mercies from any of us, as we have also not withheld your salvation. We give you thanks and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. For every hand lifted up, every family represented, every home, every dwelling, we declare and thank you for your tender mercies that is released upon your great congregation. We give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you are here and you are not born again, lift your right hand and let me pray with you. You are not born again. You are not a born again Christian, but you want to be born again tonight. Lift your right hand and let's pray. Say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Please accept me as your child. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Ward Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.